And welcome to the Paranormal News Insider Report for the week of February 14th, 2011. Well, today is Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to everyone listening live in the chat room. In cryptid news, in the last few weeks, I've brought you a few updates on new paranormal and supernatural-based television shows. And now, Bigfoot is getting his own television show. Okay, well, not exactly. Michael Green, a man who claims to have lured Bigfoot out of hiding once in the past, will now be followed around by a film crew of the Animal Planet channel as he hopes to lure Bigfoot out of hiding again. Mr. Green is a member of the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, so I'm kind of guessing the show will be the cryptozoological version of Ghost Hunters. Luckily, other investigators will be featured on the show as well. In UFO news, a report by a Brazilian UFO magazine states that Chile's Office of Civil Aeronautics has handed over a number of videos and audio tapes of purported UFO events that have taken place in their country. These officials feel that UFOs are a real and serious threat. If this report is true, Chile will join a growing list of countries that have opened up to their government's knowledge of UFOs. A Vatican official declares that extraterrestrial contact is real. Monsignor Corrado Balducci, a theologian member of the Vatican Curia, a governing body of the Church, and an insider close to the Pope, has revealed that the Vatican is, quote, watching this phenomenon very closely, unquote, and is receiving information from many sources. The Vatican is either getting ready for some major updating due to disclosure, or it is looking to hopefully convert these potential new followers. In ghost news, a water ride at Thorpe Park in Surrey in the UK has been forced to move due to workers experiencing paranormal activity. A paranormal group was brought in and quickly confirmed these findings. Interestingly, the ride name Storm Surge features circular water rafts that spin down a slide to, quote, escape rising waters of Amity, unquote. Amity refers to one of the lands located within the park. The ride Storm Surge is actually from the former Cypress Gardens in Florida, which the park was purchased by the owner of Thorpe Park and will reopen in 2011 as Legoland Florida. They also bought the ride and transported it to the UK. The water ride is located in the heart of Thorpe Park. No details on how far the ride was moved, if any other evidence or sightings have occurred, or if this is even a real story or just hype to sell tickets. Links to these stories can be found in the Paranexus Anomalous news feed, which I personally update for Paranexus at paranexus.org or at paranewsinsider.com. Questions, comments can be directed to insider at paranewsinsider.com. Conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. February 18th and 19th is the Haunted America West Coast Conference in San Diego, California. And newly announced, even though it's this weekend, February 19th, is Paranormal Fest 2011 in Newcastle, Indiana. Next month, March 11th through the 13th, is EPICON, the Eastern Paranormal Investigators Co-op Conference in Virginia Beach, Virginia. March 11th and 12th is Paracon 2011 in Liberty, Missouri. March 18th through the 20th in Texas is the Texas Ghost Show, rather that's Beaumont, Texas. March 24th through the 27th in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania is Phenomenology 103. And also coming up in the UFO area is the International UFO Congress Convention in Fountain Hills, Arizona on February 23rd through the 27th, and the Reykjavik Summit, March 18th to the 20th in Lawrence, Kansas. And just to let you know, we are not associated in any way with any event listed unless otherwise stated, and we cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website for particular information. And for more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, please let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Air Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on fateradio.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Air Conspiracy on Fate Radio. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Antareed, investigating the phantom signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.